To learn Hilchot Mezuzah. Hilchot Mezuzah. Of course, we all know there's a mitzvah to put a mezuzah. Mitzvah taseh min haTorah. It's a mitzvah taseh min haTorah. And of course, we know what is the mezuzah? Shtei Pashiyot, Shema Yisrael, Vayim Shmoa, Al Klav, Yoy, Mezuzah, Pesach, Hashem, watching us. I don't have to go through it all. I think by this point already, everybody knows what a mezuzah is and why a mezuzah. If you're careful in the mezuzah, you will have a nice house. Now, you have to know what it means careful. We're going to learn what it means to be careful. Careful doesn't only mean careful to put on a mezuzah, but to be careful that it should be a proper mezuzah. We have to discuss this. A lot of times you go into the store and you buy a bad mezuzah, the cheapest one that's out there. Not necessarily you're being zahir in the mitzvah of mezuzah. We can talk about that soon. Either way, if a person does not put a mezuzah, you should know, yiskatzru yamav. Yeah, yiskatzru yamav, chas v'shalom, because it says, l'man yarichun yamecha al adama. So you see clearly, mezuzah is tied to arichut yamim. Memeila, v'nishmar hu beito mikol amazikin. A person who has a mezuzah, he's protected. He's protected from all the mazikim. Ukmo shekatuv, Hashem shomrecha. And this you should know, this is the reason why we put shin dalid. I don't want to finish the word, shin dalid on the mezuzah, right? We Hashem's name, right? Mi bachutz, shehu rashei tevot, shomer daltot. Yisrael, Shomer Daltot Yisrael, Shin Dalid Yud. Now I want to tell you something interesting. You know, if you speak to an Ashkenazic Jew, he wouldn't know this. He'll say it has something to do with the writing of the mezuzah in the name of Hashem. It has nothing to do with the mezuzah. So in case you don't have on the mezuzah, now let me tell you two things. Usually, they'll have it on the mezuzah itself, which means on the parchment, they'll write the word Shin Dalid. And they'll also write it on the back, and they're also going to write it on the plastic or whatever metal thing, the case that you put it on. So it's very interesting. It really has nothing to do here with the actual mezuzah. What does it have to do with? It's a remes. Hashem watches. Now pay attention. Without the yud, what do you have?
Shin.
With the yud, what do you have? There you go. Shin. Dalet Yud. If not, what do you have? Mazikim. You have the Mazikim. Okay, now this is not in the Yalkut Yosef. This is in the Yalkut Aharon. I'm telling this to you, okay? I think that the Shin, the Dalet, and if you take out the Yud, the Shem Hashem from it, what are you left with? You know what you're left with. Now, Ube Masechtes Avodah Zarah, which we just learned. Now take a look. Normally, the man watches the king, and the king sleeps on the inside in the house, right? He sleeps in the palace, and we watch outside, the man. Here's the other way around. Man sleeps in his bed, and Hashem stays outside to watch. This is a Gemara Navi Dizar, Daf Yud Aleph. Shnem Hashem Shomrecha, Yishmor Tzeitcha Ovoecha, Etam Mikom Makom. Lo Tiyeh Kamanat Adam Anachata Bishvil HaShmira. I told this to you many times. You need to be careful that when you put up a mezuzah, it's for the mitzvah, not for the shmira. A lot of times, people, to them, that's the issue. The issue is, oh, and therefore I put up my mezuzah, whoa, right? If you do that, if you look inside the beside the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down from Kiveg or one of the Achronim, that you're doing worse. Why? Because you're taking a mitzvah with the Shemot of Hashem, and you're misusing it.
Right.
So it could work against you.
You do it
l'shem mitzvah. Because if not, you're being mishtamesh im shemot. You're mishtamesh im shemot. What?
If this was an issue, maybe this would become one of the hopes that we don't know the reason, and Hashem would say, just do it. If they're reading the reason for us, why does God consider it for that reason?
So let me explain to you. There's no question that Hashem is prodding us with schutim and schar. I understand that. I'm not telling you that in the back of your mind you shouldn't think that l'man yarichu yomecha. But you shouldn't only do it for that. Yeah, I'll give you an example. If let's say a person in his house, he has kol davar tamei, he doesn't keep any mitzvot, but he has a mezuzah on his door because of the shaden, you know. Remember years ago, when I lived in Queens, yes, see, I still live in Queens, I'm back in Queens, but I used to live in Queens even on Shabbos. So there was one time that the lottery was extremely high. It's a big number, big for lottery. Okay. So I went into the store to buy a newspaper for Shabbos for my wife. I went into one of the stores here. In the same store, he was doing lottery numbers. I saw a Jew, yeah, and he bought maybe 100 tickets, 100 lottery tickets. He looks at me and he tells me that he's definitely going to win. He has 100% why. He spoke to a Mekubal in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, the Mekubal was Mekabel, his credit card, very, very well, the numbers very well. And because of this, he gave him the winning numbers. And he is full that he's going to win. I'm looking at the guy. He's not wearing a yarmulke. He's not wearing a kippah. So I look at him. I don't understand you. You're so with your Mekubal. And maybe if you wore a yarmulke, you're for surely, maybe that's going to make you win. No, that's not. The yarmulke, that's not going to make him win. The lucky numbers, the lucky numbers from the Mekubal, that's going to make him win. So if you put up a mezuzah, by the way, I made up with him, that if he wins, he'll get in touch with me. I waited by the phone. I'm still waiting by the phone. Still waiting. I never heard of some millionaire on my block. I never heard, so nobody was a millionaire on my block overnight.
Numbers, you'd have to buy 100 tickets.
The whole thing's a joke. Okay, so let me explain to you. First of all, let me tell you a nice story about lottery, okay? You should learn this. You know, everyone gets in a frenzy about winning the lottery. All right. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the head of the Musar movement, he had a very big yesod, and that is, if you have bitachon, guaranteed you will get what you have bitachon for. Many argued with him. Many said, what do you mean? A person's going to have bitachon, he's going to get a car or a house, it's going to happen. You have to have bitachon, that everything that's good, that should happen to you, will happen to you. It's a big argument in emunah and bitachon. Yeah, as a matter of fact, the story goes that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had an argument with the Rashash. What is bitachon? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said bitachon means have bitachon, that you will get whatever and you'll get it. And Rabbi Rashash said, no. Who says it's good for you? Who says you'll get it? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said the words, if you had bitachon that you'll get a gold watch, you'll get a gold watch. Those were the words that was the example that he gave. The next day, you heard the story, right? The next day, someone knocks on the Rashash's door. What? He was a guy that did business overseas. He was on a boat, and the boat was ready to sink. So he promised Hashem that if Hashem gives him survival, Hashem protects him, and he survives the problem, he will donate his gold watch to the first Talmid Chacham that he sees. The first Rav Talmid Chacham. So he knocks on the Rashash's door because he heard the Rashash is a big Talmid Chacham. Here's the gold watch. Says the Rashash, I think you knocked on the wrong door. You had to go to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, listen, yesterday these words, that if I have bitachon, I'll get a gold watch. What are the chances a guy's going to come and give a guy a gold watch? You know, it's like saying, here's my house. Right. The point being that this was a big machloikis. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter once said that if a person has bitachon, that he'll win the lottery. He could have full bitachon. He should sell all his stocks and everything. Hashem, I'll win the lottery so I can sit and learn. He'll win the lottery. Okay? But it has to be serious. And that is, you have to have taka real bitachon. You have to really believe it. Sell all your stuff. Get out of business and say, today, I'm going to win the lottery. I'll be able to sit and learn. So Talmid of his did it. He went and he got out of his business and he bought the ticket. And guess what happened? He did not win the lottery. So he came back to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and he was furious, right? He was extremely, Rabbi, you taught us something which is not true. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter thinks, he goes, buy again the lottery. Buy it again. and have full bitachon, and you will win. Okay. He goes, he buys the lottery ticket. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter calls him over. And he says, you have full bitachon? Oh, yes, sure. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, you know, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let's go half and half on this, all right? If you win, you'll give me half, right? And I'll give you a quarter of the money. Let's say it's 3,000 ruble. I'll give you 100,000 ruble. I'll give you 100,000 ruble for the ticket. It's 3,000 to win. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, I'll buy the ticket for you for 100,000. Because it's definitely a guarantee, right? You have full bitachon, right? He says, yeah, I have full bitachon. We're going to win. He says, okay, I'm willing to sell it to the Rav for 100,000. Rav says, there you go, I got you. Because if you really had bitachon, you were going to win, you wouldn't sell it to me for 100,000. You'd be getting more in the long run. If you really believe that this was you're going to win with this ticket, why would, the answer is in your mind, you know what, this is guaranteed and this is not. There you go. Okay? What's the point? Everybody's running after, you're bitachon skula, this, that. If you really believed in the skula, you'd keep the mitzvahs in the house. You wouldn't be busy only with those. If you really, really believed, if you really believe that the mezuzah is going to protect you, believe me, you would do the mitzvahs in the house, and the house would look different. But I do want to tell you one more cute story about winning a lottery. There are many people that get excited about winning the lottery. You know what the chances of winning the lottery is? You know the numbers, right?
Worse than getting struck by lightning.
Exactly. You know the story, obviously, because I told it to you, right? He knows the story. A guy once came to Reb Chaim Brisker, to ask a sheila from the Rav, should he buy a lottery? Because he heard there's a lot of talk in the Achrayim. If you're allowed to buy a lottery ticket, is it gambling and not gambling? Mutter, yeah, it's a good idea. It's a big talk in the Achrayim. So he came to Reb Chaim Brisker to ask the Rebbe if he should buy a lottery ticket. Reb Chaim said, I'm a little bit busy with two other people. Wait in the waiting room. I'll be with you soon. Half hour passes. He knocks on the door. Rebbe, he says, soon. Half hour later, not Rebbe, you forgot about it. No, you wait in the waiting room. Wait. An hour, two, three. But he doesn't see Reb Chaim speaking. He doesn't see that the Rebbe is speaking to anybody. Reb Chaim, why is he so busy that he can't talk to me? So he knocks on the door and he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. You kept me here all afternoon. He says, let me tell you something. Yeah. It's supposed to rain today. Storm lightnings. Yeah. You know, a person, what are the chances that a person would win the lottery ticket? What are the chances that he would get hit by lightning? Better chance you get hit by lightning than you win the lottery, right? So l'shitatcha, I didn't want you to go in the street. So I kept you here all day because according to your way of thinking, you might get hit by lightning. So I kept you here to show you. You weren't afraid to walk in the street, right? Why? Because the chances are zero. Now go buy a lottery ticket. According to the way your way of thinking, you might get hit by lightning. So I kept you here that you shouldn't get hit by lightning. Okay, so let's see now halach. Chayva kalada kedaisha kalecha liknes mezuzah rak misayfer yare shamayim. This is a very key thing. You know, Sefer Torahs usually are written by people who know. It's a big job. Mezuzah, you can write any guy in the street writes a mezuzah. You shouldn't buy a mezuzah. But yikta mezuzah b'li shivar mikasvus. You got to know who wrote it. Now, I don't know. They sell it in stores. I don't know if that's referring to that too. Why? Because maybe you could rely on the guy who's selling it, that he's an Erlich guy, that he knows who wrote the mezuzah. Shamaniyah mezuzah psula, areza kalilinich mezuzah klal. If you put a mezuzah which is not kosher, it's as if you didn't put a mezuzah at all. V'chein yesh li zaher, shalol liknos mezuzah mimishu moysilu shaltoinis. Now this is not so relevant to us because we don't have it so much. But years ago, if you give a guy over to the authorities, can't buy a mezuzah from that guy. Now again, it's we don't really understand the nuance of, but probably years ago in Eretz Yisrael, this might have been an issue. That someone who gives over to the government he's a moser, and if he's a moser, his tefillin that he writes, if not kosher. Ukiyotze b'zeh b'shulchan aruch hilchas tefillin. Like we find the same thing in hilchas tefillin. Now, which is more important, to buy a nice mezuzah or a nice pair of tefillin?
Tefillin.
You say tefillin. How do you know? So let's see the halacha. Hayitzarech l'tefillin mezuzah. Ve'en yadai maseges liknei shneyim. Tefillin kedum. First comes tefillin. Ba'amnam. But there's a little catch to this. If tefillin, maybe you could always borrow from your friend the tefillin. So you could wear the tefillin, which are proper, from your friend. So then better buy the mezuzah. Shiyisha kol yayim tefillah, then mezuzah kaidemes. Then the mezuzah comes first. It's an interesting chiddush.
You gotta rely on your friend. You gotta have your own.
You're right. But if you could always borrow a good pair of tefillin from your friend. So for example, you know what I would say? Example. Let's say you're worried your tefillin is not kosher. You haven't checked it in years. And you need to buy mezuzahs for your whole house. Mezuzahs might come first. Why? Tefillin, you could always what? Borrow from the guy next to you. Interesting halach. Now, yesh na'agim, shekash adim yetzer rabayis miyud al mezuzah. A lot of times people put their hand on the mezuzah, and umanashka, and he kisses either his hand or the mezuzah. But ayman, he says, Hashem, yishma tzeti yubayi, kalshaka yivarachaisi, vidlai yirachamim. Of course, Fadim, of course, have a lot more Zmirot, the piyutim that they say by the mezuzah. Ashkenazim just give up. Bye, have a nice day. Okay, v'chein kishikanis, adam lebeisa yasa kenisker, v'tayv shenich yadam b'chal pam shiyotze v'nech safilu kam upon b'yayim. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Today, people stop doing it. I don't know why. People stop doing it. So I would say, maybe, front door. If you notice, he didn't say every room, every time you walk into a room that has a mezuzah. Maybe the front door, when you come and leave, you put your hand on the mezuzah. But I happen to do every room. Wherever I walk around, well, you know. It seems like it's only when the outside mezuzah, you put your hand and you go. Now, a lot of times, the mezuzah case, some people don't put a mezuzah case. So let's see. Imein leinartik lemezuzah, yachal anicha b'leinartik. You're allowed to put it there without a covering. But yatfena ben island, you have to put something there. You have to put some kind of a plastic or a nylon or something. But yet, you need to go out and make sure it has a covering, because that's the kavod of the mezuzah. And also, it's a practical thing. Kedei sha mezuzah lo tetkalkel malechut oy mehage shamim. You know, a lot of rain. So this would not apply to what? To inside the house. But, kavod ha-mezuzah would apply. It seems. There's a kavod ha-mezuzah to have a case. Now, im kavod mezuzah al pesach b'loy tikka b'loy nylon. Let's say a guy just put up the mezuzah. Ein loy laniach yad al ha-mezuzah. Then you wouldn't be able to put your hand on the mezuzah.
It's like a Torah, you can't touch it.
That's it. Now, one day we're going to learn this. I have to go through this with you.
It has to be in a plastic.
But it seems, yeah, if he left it without a nylon, okay. Eliyav shel shavilos, so you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to take your
shavrut
and then kiss the mezuzah v'yinashi b'emtzayis habegim. Now, this is not so relevant. Why is it not so relevant? Because I think everybody pretty much puts a case. But the next halach is very relevant. And I never saw anyone talk about it. It's the first time. Yalkut Yais, I never saw anybody talk about it. He doesn't want that you should take your garbage out and leave it by the door. A lot of times you leave the garbage by the door. He says, you're not allowed to do that because of the cover of the mezuzah. He says another thing also, a lot of times, and this happens all the time, a broom, where do you put the broom? You put it against the doorpost. It's I don't know, and I don't even know why. Maybe because it holds better. We got to look into that. Someone Google it for me. Why is it? Huh?
Because you can't put it on the door. It'll slide.
It will slide. So you put it on the doorpost. He says you're not allowed to put a broom there because of the cover of the mezuzah.
Well, which side?
So I guess on the other side would be mutter. No, but it's interesting. I honestly.
So that means if you put the garbage, don't put it on the mezuzah side. Put it.
Even that, he says, no, it should be in front by the door. It shouldn't be next. Listen, let's learn that lach. Honestly, I enjoy because this was new to me. Yeah. When I opened up the page, all this is such old information that I almost didn't enjoy. okay, I'll say it over, okay. The only thing I enjoyed was the shin dalet with the yud I added to you. But this was an interesting chiddush. Let's read it. El yashlich dvarim lufne adelesh, shezeh zilzul b'mezuzah. Even if it's not so dirty. What are you putting things next to mezuzah? L'chein lo yitateh tabayit, v'yamin amateh samal mezuzah. You're not allowed to take the broom and put it near the mezuzah. L'chol shkein shal yamit shama klitz latinik. Also, sometimes you have the potty for the baby. Keep it away from the mezuzah. L'chol isha zihira b'zeh. And a woman who's careful, maricha yamim. She'll have arichat yamim. Yeah? All right, I like this. On the call, Zemi, this chasidus. Aser, it's not. Now, who could tell me why it's not really aser? No? What'd you say?
It's not covered.
But why is it not really aser? Why? He's saying it's only a chasidus.
Because you're not transgressing any sin.
What? Why? Why not? So explain to me. The mezuzah is dirty. And the answer is, no? The mezuzah is how high? It's more than 10 tefachim from the ground. You got to know this. It's its own reshus. Anything higher than 10 tefachim is its own reshus. And also, how many kisuyim does it have?
Two.
Two kisuyim. Enk pei de bedavar. We spoke about this. Are you allowed to take a sitter inside your pocket and go into a beis hakisei? Which a lot of people do. They have their milchamayr little thing and they go inside. What's the answer? Theoretically, yes. Even though some say no because you need two kisuyim. But I told you, how many kisuyim do you have?
The cover.
No, I'm talking about a siddur.
The thing itself.
I could go better with that. You have the inside pocket and you have the jacket itself. The pocket is a thing for itself.
Okay.
I learned this here with you. It didn't seem like he learned that way. He said that was one kisuyim and you have to cover it. L'chaira, could you demonstrate for them a pocket on the inside, how many kisuyim it has? Take off your jacket.
Oh, it's insane.
Well, you don't have to take it off, whatever. Show everybody. How many kisuyim? Exhibit A. Hago'en ha-chacham ha-gadol Rav Nissan. Go ahead. No?
One,
two. It's one, two, right? That's what I think. All right? So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to look into this a little more. But either way, by the mezuzah, how many kisuyim you have? Two. Because they usually put it in a plastic. And they also, after that, put it where? In a case. But on them, ain't ready last is K. McPheas. But it's still, nevertheless, it's not such a good idea. For example, you want to wash the clothing there of the children. You got to keep near the mezuzah real clean. Or sometimes you have the water from sponge. What do you do with what? So today they make a drink out of it in Israel. No, I'm just kidding. So what you do, if you keep it. What's the name of the drink here in America? I forgot what it's called. Give it to me. Huh?
The
Kool-Aid, whatever. In Israel, this is the Kool-Aid. Okay, go ahead. No? That's what they serve to their husbands when they get angry at them. Okay, mitzvahs. Mezuzah. Now, this is a very important halacha. Till here, honestly, these were, nice things, good things to be careful from. Let's talk halacha l'maase. Who is chayiv in a mezuzah, and when are you chayiv in mezuzah? So you have to remember, mezuzah is the Gemara, no? If there's one thing you got to know about mezuzah, and that is two words. Everybody repeat after me. Chovat hador. Chovat hadar. Go ahead, no? Chovat hadar. Chovat hadar. Okay, so first of all, you got to know Adar doesn't mean Adar, the month. All right? So if you say Chovat Adar, he'll say, you have to be happy. Chayim adam liot sameach b'adar. It's not. Chovat hadar. Hey, dalid resh. Which means, whose chiyuv is that? The dweller. And it's only once you dwell there. If I have a house that I don't dwell there, I'm not chayim. What's it, negeya? When do I start being chayiv to put a mezuzah? I bought a house. I rented an apartment. When do I chayiv?
More than 30 days.
Forget about before the 30 days. When you live there, what's called living there? That's a big shiloh. Some say when I move in there to sleep. Some say once I bring my stuff in there, it's already called what?
No.
I'm living there. Once I bring in my stuff. So let's see. It's a big machlokes apayskim. So let's see what. You guys have to follow because Yalkut Yosef is Messinai, right? Torah Masra Moshe LeYeshua VYeshua LeReb Yitzchak Yosef and Reb Avadya. So let's see what they say. Yeah, so they say like this: Mitzvah Mezuzah Chayvet Hadar. V'lachayn en ra'ui l'kvo mezuzah ela kishemiskonen l'kanes miyad l'bayit. As soon as he's ready to move in. As soon as he starts putting in some of his ritim, is his furniture, uklei mita and the right, the kama machafetzim shalai, you don't have to bring everything, but some of it, the nayal habayis b'mano. This was important to me.
Even if I'm going to sleep in there?
The nayal habayis b'mano. I like that. Sometimes you bring in stuff, a lot, but you leave it open. Once you lock the door, that's called you're living there. Sha'az yikva mezuzah bracha b'petach ha'abayit. V'lo yitchet kviyata l'mesibat chanukat ha'abayit. A lot of times, that's it, that's the key. That was what I wanted here. A lot of times people wait, they 3 weeks later they're going to make a big chanukat ha'abayit, and they're going to bring all their relatives that they don't like, and then they're going to come and make a whole ceremony, vashdeis, and then pray to the shadim that they shouldn't come inside. All that is all nice. But, the chiyuv kviyas mezuzah is right away. Haschura. We're going to have to talk about that tomorrow. When you rent, when do you start having to put a mezuzah? Complicated sugya, and it's again to the bungalows. Now, I know you guys don't know what bungalows are, because I know Bukharians have this. I know Bukharians have a phobia against the mountains and the bungalows. But Ashkenazim, they live, huh? Listen to me carefully. I've been here long enough that when I say the word bungalow, they say, what? Huh? Okay, I've been here long enough. They know that.
Like trailers.
If I'm renting an apartment, yeah, it's not the same thing.
So when you rent an apartment, you might have 30 days, but there's a big shaila. Ramosha speaks about it. That once you know you're going to be there for 30 days, so you're machai right away.
So what if I get the apartment 2 months before my wedding date and I'm not going to live there until 2 months later?
So once you put your stuff in.
If I put my stuff in 2 weeks after I get the appointment, it's a month and a half, I'm not going to be there.
You should put up a mezuzah.
I should really put in of course.
I just want to add something. When it comes to the cases, I warn people in the bedrooms not to use clear cases, because if the Shem is already open and people walk out in the bathroom and this and that, or bedroom,
100%, 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. Yeah, so we'll talk about it. But let's just finish this halacha. It's a good point. Let's talk. But in Agenish Vayisarev Shai V'lisha Medira Chadash maybe Asara Noshim. So what you do is bring the 10 people and make the Chanukah Tabayit that night. Yeah, Shiyikru Hased Alim L'Chanukah Tabayis. V'koivim B'dira Mezuzah B'bracha. V'en Lachmitza Ta Mitzvah V'litchot Et Kviyata Davke Bayom. You don't have to do it by day. Mezuzah doesn't have to be by day. It could even be by night. So the night that you're moving in, you go sleep there, bring 10 people and make your Chanukah Sabayis over there. Shein hefesh b'zeh, b'yoyim, l'bein layla l'yoyim. Now, before you are kaveh the mezuzah, you make a bracha, asher k'chom zoyim, z'zimono k'vayim, yad k'venu, shakala mitzar l'var l'ayis l'yos, and everybody knows that. Im heses mezuzah abayis v'mosu l'bedika. In case you take off the mezuzah, you hear? To check, and you have a different room that has a mezuzah. Leave this room and go to the room that has a mezuzah. Leave the room, you hear? So I'll tell you what we're going to do. I see that it's a little late and we have to be on schedule. I want to continue from here because this is very nice halachas. You take off, you do have, you're allowed to live in a room without a mezuzah, if you're allowed to sleep there at night, yes, no, it's a big shaila lalach, you have to leave your house if you don't have mezuzahs. Your mezuzah falls down on Shabbos, should I go to another room? We'll talk about this. There's another issue here also, it's very nice. Could a woman put up a mezuzah?
Yeah,
why
not?
We'll talk about it. Baruch Hashem li'aylam.
Amen,
amen. Amen, amen. You know where it's learned from? Because it says, Laman Yarichun Yomecha. And women need Arichas Yomim.